The markets are still feeling good about Wednesday's softer run of U.S. producer prices, and we'll be hoping this has set the stage for the same type of result in today's U.S. CPI read. Overall, currencies have been bid and well supported, while U.S. equities are in demand. The pound has been a bit of a laggard, however, after U.K. inflation data came in softer, with a particular decline in services inflation, which now increases odds for more BOE rate cuts ahead. The euro has managed to outperform today despite a discouraging eurozone industrial production print, perhaps on a slightly better than expected GDP read. There's also some attention around a recent Goldman Sachs U.S. recession odds revision to 41% from what had been 29% in April. Still, the market hasn't been all that bothered by this as of yet. Earlier today, the RBNZ surprised the market with a more dovish leaning policy decision. The 25 basis point rate cut was perhaps somewhat expected, but it was the revelation that a 50 basis point rate cut was considered, which drove the clear underperformance in the New Zealand dollar. Looking ahead, all eyes will be on the US CPI print and how the market digests this data. That's all for now.